After 15 years of wearing a crane costume and being one of the pilots flying a tiny plane ahead of crane chicks from Wisconsin to Florida each fall, Joe Duff said Saturday that he's trying to adapt to the news that the ultralight-led migrations are ending.
You can imagine, this has been a traumatic time for us. It's been tough to give this up. We think it's for the best.
Duff and his organization, Operation Migration, advocated last week against the change. The discussions were at a three-day meeting of the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership, the coalition of government agencies and private groups that's been working to create a self-sustaining migrating flock of 125 whoopers in the eastern U.S. The effort is partly a safeguard for the endangered species in case of harm to a flock of whooping cranes that migrate between western Canada and Texas. But by the end of the meetings at the International Crane Foundation, the agency with the most clout in the partnership, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, had gotten the coalition to go along with its plan to reduce human intervention in the crane project. Fish and Wildlife Field Supervisor Pete Fassbender praises the work of Operation Migration and says there are now about 100 cranes in the eastern migrating flock. But he says not enough birds are successfully reproducing.
They're able to breed, they're able to lay eggs, but we found that they're poor incubators, and those that do make it through the incubation is that they're even worse parents.
Fassbender says since the crane started nesting in 2005, 70 chicks have been hatched, but only 10 chicks have fledged. So he says it's time to try something different. One plan is to attempt to get more of the adult cranes to, so to speak, adopt the young whoopers that are brought in every year from a research center in Maryland.
We're convinced that there's so many cues and so many things that humans don't know about this really influential stage of a crane's life that we can't duplicate. We believe that captive cranes can do a lot better.
Fassbender says the partnership may shift from focusing on the quantity of cranes to the quality. Ann Sayers of the International Crane Foundation says the coalition anticipates the changes will help the birds.
I mean, the fact of the matter is we don't know, and that's why we apply our science to it. We're going to try this, we're going to measure our results, and we're going to keep making decisions that most benefit the species in the end.
Sarah says the partnership may also zero in on sites in Wisconsin where black flies don't bother the cranes. In this video shot by Operation Migration yesterday morning, crane chicks wait in their pen in Georgia for the day's flight behind ultralight aircraft. If the weather remains suitable for flying, the birds may reach their destination in Florida in a few days. Then, ultralight pilot Joe Duff says it'll be time to end this phase of his work.
It'll be interesting. Maybe it's kind of like seeing your kids off to college, you know, it's a change in everything. And, you know, you kind of wish them well and you're going to miss them, but, you know.
And the cranes that make it back to Wisconsin after winter break will be in a revised outdoor classroom. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.